This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NFL schedule release. I'm not even apologizing for it. We love it. It's a fun day. I know that things leak out, Perloff drips and drabs, but when you get to see the whole thing and it's your team and you're trying to figure out what games you might want to go to or whatever, I'm not going to apologize for liking it. I know that it's just the schedule. We already know the team's home and away opponents, but it's fun. We like it, and it leads to a lot of interesting conversation.
Was someone criticizing you for being into the NFL? It's America in the year 2025. What else are you going to be into?
No, I know people are like, well, you already know the opponents. Like, yeah, but I don't know the venue. I don't know the day, and I don't know the travel miles. I don't know the rest days. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah.
And we just get to sit back and be spectators. But our guest this morning is someone who actually has their finger prints on the NFL schedule. His name is Ani Bose. He's the VP of NFL broadcasting, and this is your, I won't say Super Bowl, Ani, because you actually work for the NFL and do the Super Bowl. This is like your Christmas morning, though. Thank you so much. We all get to unwrap these great presents that the NFL gave us. How you feeling this morning?
Feeling great. Thanks for having me on. I always love talking to you guys. I love the intro, the excitement. It's what it's all about. And I think, Maggie, you hit it. You know, the only other analogy for me is that feeling kind of after the Super Bowl when you're riding back to the hotel or walking back in New Orleans this year. Same kind of feeling last night and this morning, like, okay, we just did something really cool, and love that you guys and everybody listening and people are really interested and excited by it.
Hey, Ani, how big is the group? And I have a question. It reminds me of finals in college. You work, then you go out and get hammered for one night. Do you and Mike North and the crew, is there a giant party? Are you hungover right now?
I'm feeling okay this morning. I think maybe that's a function of age and wisdom, but a lot of years we'll go out to dinner and have a drink and celebrate. I think in a couple of weeks we'll get the whole team together appreciate what we've done.
All right, let's dive into this. Ani Bose is joining us, VP of NFL Broadcasting, is one of the key contributors into making the NFL schedule every year. So a couple big things that jumped out at me. First of all, if anyone was wondering if Dallas is still America's team or if that moniker is waning at all, fear not, because you're going to get a lot of Dallas Cowboys on your primetime. 4 Thursday games, and that's a function of Christmas being on a Thursday this year. We know they're going to be the kickoff against Perloff's Eagles. Then they, of course, have Thanksgiving because it's the Cowboys. They also have Christmas, which I said is on a Thursday. You have Dallas hosting Kansas City on Thanksgiving. I assume you guys are trying to, A, break a record with that one, and, two, the Cowboys, when we thought maybe the interest around them could be waning a little bit, clearly the NFL feels differently.
Yeah, a couple things there. We'll come back to Thanksgiving in a second because I think you hit something there. Interesting one on the 4 Thursdays. I'm not sure I had articulated that to myself, but over the last couple of years, we've seen some quirks with the Chiefs playing, I think, on every day of the week except Tuesday last year. So this year, we'll pin it on the Cowboys playing 4 Thursdays. Look, let's start with, yes, they were 7-10 last year, but 12-5 the 3 previous years. they are always, you know, one of our most, you know, teams in most broadcast, you know, national windows. We know that. We know they've got a huge fan base. We know that they deliver an audience. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, Dak Prescott comes back and, you know, but for injuries last year, you know, our expectation is they are a competitive team. The NFC East and the NFC in general is competitive. And they've got great matchups, right? The rotation of the NFC East against the NFC North alone and the division games just means there are games that are going to be attractive and you're going to put them into big windows. And then just coming back quickly on Thanksgiving to what we talked about with the rotation, the AFC North playing the NFC North, the NFC North playing the NFC East. We have a lot of great, interesting matchups with all of those teams who are, you know, those are strong divisions and everything else. One of the effects of that is that, you know, we have great games to populate primetime, doubleheaders, 1 o'clock windows. Thanksgiving is a day where, you know, we know there's a huge audience. The Dallas Thanksgiving Day every year is the biggest viewed game of the year. We had an opportunity this year. We said, you know, in most years, you'd say Kansas City, Dallas has to be somewhere in a key window that has to, you know, anchor one of the packages. We had the luxury perhaps this year of saying, you know what, we could put this game on Thanksgiving and it's two of our biggest brands in the most watched window. So yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what the viewership is that day.
Adi, you mentioned Dak Prescott coming back. How much actual football analysis does your office have to do? Like, do you have to look at different depth charts, who they got in the draft, who they got in free agency? How does the NFL view that? Do they get help from the outside from other kinds of football people? Like, are you sitting, is your office pouring through, hey, we got this special team guy in San Francisco? How much football analysis goes into this project?
Probably not to that level of depth, but, you know, at one level, we're fans, we're around the game, we work in the office, obviously, you know, our football operations department has a lot of analytics, we'll talk to them, you know, more probably about competitive issues and what does the data say about certain things. But yeah, look, we want to be informed, we want to understand, you know, we look at free agency, we look at the draft, we look at the impact of that. You know, a lot of it's not down to that level and really analyzing deep into the second and third levels of the depth chart. But, you know, you're going to look at teams that you think have improved. Probably more than anything, it's teams that last year came off good seasons. So Washington, Denver, playoff teams, or, you know, with Washington's case, unexpectedly deep into the championship games. We're going to come back. And if you feel like those rosters are stable or better, you're going to count on them the following year.
Well, I want to ask about two specific teams that have a lot of primetime games. Maggie was wondering about the Vikings. It seems like you're taking a big risk on a second-year quarterback in J.J. McCarthy who hasn't started yet. And I'm surprised that the Dolphins are still sticky at the number of primetime games, even though they missed the playoffs last year. How do you view those two markets?
Yeah, you know, let's start with Minnesota. You know, obviously, you know, great record last year and coming down to game 272 against the Lions. So it's a great story. Yeah, look, we talk about that, right? Obviously, you know, JJ is an unknown, and there's a story there, the national championship quarterback and everything else. So there'll be interest. Our expectation is that they'll be competitive. Will they be, you know, 14-3 or whatever they were last year? Hard to say, but we think that the North top to South is going to be a competitive division. And when you play those other teams and you play the NFC East, those are games that are going to be attractive and are going to fall into those windows. And I think the Dolphins, to some degree, you know, again, you know, the matchups, and I'm just scanning over here quickly looking at, you know, when they play Buffalo, when they play Baltimore, when they play Cincinnati, you know, those are games that are going to be interesting. So are they, you know, going to headline those games necessarily? Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, you think that there's the core of a roster and there's Tua and Tyreek Hill and others, that there's still a lot of interest in that team.
And also interesting about the Vikings for a minute, they're going to be the team that stays in Europe for 2 weeks. So they have the Dublin game and then they're going to play in London, not the Jags this year, who, Ani, I think it's the last two seasons, the Jags have been 2 weeks in a row in the UK. Is there a reason for that? Are the Jags trying to pull back from what's behind it?
No, it's a great question and an interesting, you know, opportunity that we have. The Jags have done that the last couple of years. As you know, the Jaguars play kind of almost independently of our broader international program. They have their own arrangement and play at Wembley Stadium every year. The last couple of years, they have been an opponent of, you know, a visiting opponent to one of the other teams playing in London. And so it's worked out where they could play as a visiting team 1 week and then as the designated or home team the following week. I'm pretty sure this year they did not match up against any of the other designated teams. So that one wasn't really an opportunity. And then as we started to make the schedule, we did realize that the Vikings are a common opponent to the Steelers and the Browns. And so it's not something that we would go out there and just do and, you know, kind of just say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. But we had an opportunity to have that conversation with the Vikings. There's obviously a ton to learn from that. The Jaguars have done it. Doing it as specifically the visiting team for two consecutive weeks is something we've never done before. And when we raised it to the team, to their credit, they were willing, open-minded and willing to innovate with us. And so, you know, it's interesting not only to be the visiting team, but to play in two different countries and all of the factors there. Certainly a ton we can learn from that.
Yeah, if you're a Viking fan, make sure that passport's ready. If this was ever a time, if you want to go to Europe, this is the time to do it. Ani Bose is joining us. He's a VP of NFL Broadcasting, and we're going through the schedule. And there's so many ways I want to take this, but just going off that international schedule. So you got Brazil again to start off the season, Chiefs-Chargers, which is really cool. Then we talked about all the European games. How far can the NFL go in the regular season? Like, how you guys must have talked about this. Brazil's pretty far, but the time change is not crazy.
Australia next year, right?
Yep.
In a regular season,
there you go.
Right?
That's
Rams going to Brisbane, Meg.
So, you know, right?
Yeah.
we have announced that, right, we'll be, the Rams will be going with us, Australia, week one of next year. So, you know, probably as a physical distance and surely as time zones, that's as far as we can go.
Yeah, you can't go to the moon yet, although maybe.
That's right. Give us time. We'll figure it out.
Musk will figure it out.
Yeah, so that'll be an interesting opportunity and an interesting challenge. And, you know, credit to our international team led by Peter O'Reilly and Matt Shapiro and working with, you know, the team in Australia and you know, the iconic kind of Melbourne cricket grounds there and the willingness there where culturally they can play a game at, you know, 10, 11 a.m. And that's what they do. And so you can match it up and still play it in prime time here in the U.S. is a great opportunity for us.
Everyone's praying that's not their team. Yeah. Oh, well, the Rams, obviously.
that'd be a good road trip, too, as a fan.
What kind of feedback is the league getting on all the streaming services? And, you know, it's not a lot of games, but it's a hodgepodge of different streaming services. Is there criticism coming to the office about that?
Look, I think there's probably criticism anytime there's change. You know, Andrew, you and I are old enough to remember that, you know, NFL was not on anything but broadcast TV, and then going to ESPN in the late 80s was a big deal. Putting the NFL on cable was shocking. But I think it's just a reflection, and the world has just moved that much faster now. But, you know, 85% of our games are on broadcast TV. Every game is on over the air in your home market. That's never going to change, I think. But, you know, streaming is where a lot of our fans are, right? You know, a lot of our, you know, certainly our kids will probably never have cable in their life. So, you know, we're always going to evolve and one, experiment, but two, build partnerships with, you know, companies that have such, you know, reach. You know, at this point, Amazon and Netflix are probably as ubiquitous or more than cable in terms of penetration into people's houses. So change is always going to be challenging. You know, there's the challenges of how do you watch it out of home? And, you know, you walk into a restaurant or a bar on a Thursday night and are they going to have it? But, you know, we're working through those things and commercial distribution of those games. So we're always going to evolve. We're always going to kind of target where our fans are going and be ready to make sure our games are as available as possible. And you can watch it in just about any fashion, including, you know, on your phone, whether it's through, you know, NFL Plus or other kind of local ways of accessing it.
Please don't change NFL Plus. I don't know, Ani, if this is not your area, but tell them from me to them, just keep it exactly because that's how I watch a lot of stuff. And Ani Bose is joining us. He's the VP of NFL Broadcasting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I love it. It's a great plug. It's a great product, especially, you know, if you're fans like the three of us surely are, it's a great way to watch games.
Oh, it's perfect. And, you know, you can get around some of the streaming stuff because everything's right there. But here's the other thing. Okay, we're going through the schedule. So many things to get to. Perloff asked if you guys take into account moves that teams have made in the offseason, right? And not just the fact that, you know, here we go, Jaden Daniels, Washington Commanders, rocket ship, you know, looks like the team's going to be good again. But for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I know is already a national fan base, but obviously, Ani, the big elephant in the room is whether or not Rodgers is going to sign there. You know, Pittsburgh gets a lot of primetime games anyway. Nothing changed with that. Do you guys anticipate that Rodgers is going to be there? You literally have the Steelers starting week one at the Jets, which feels like a little bit of a wink from the league.
So I think I turned this back as a question when I was asked this yesterday by somebody. But look, you hit it on the head. The Steelers are going to get a good amount of national TV and big windows. They have another slate of great opponents, you know, again, playing the NFC North, they playing the Bills, you know, so those games are going to fall into big windows anyway. You know, I think all we can do is kind of take what we know. And, you know, certainly the owner of the Steelers came out after the annual meeting, and I believe even after the draft. And yes, we expect him to be here, but he's not on the roster. And so, you know, the week one is really interesting. The Steelers are going to Dublin in week four. There's some Pirates games in a couple of weeks, so they had to be on the road. Certain amount of their games might have been earmarked for other places. And that game fell into week one. It was not a conscious or aggressive move. And I think, you know, look, if we were truly saying Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the Steelers, we're probably not having enough restraint to not put that game in a huge window in week one. So it did fall in week one. It's at 1 o'clock. It's an interesting story. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing that says about us, but it fell in there, and it'll be certainly be a story if he's playing. And even if he's not playing, as somebody said, it might be Justin Fields playing against his old team. So you can go with that storyline, too.
So you didn't have any inside knowledge of Aaron's plans. You weren't down. Your office wasn't down taking ayahuasca
in Costa Rica. Costa Rica.
you know, one team that we were talking about, it's kind of funny. The rookie quarterbacks did not get a lot of primetime love. Titans got no games and the Browns got no games. I was curious about all the attention they got at the draft. I feel like there's interest in the Browns because of Shedeur Sanders, but we don't know he's playing. How do you view that team who, when they're good, can be quite popular?
Yeah, absolutely. They played a great game in the snow last year against the Steelers on a Thursday night that was just, you know, one, a visual spectacle, but I think got really great viewership. Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it, right? And Cleveland will play Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore in their division. There's always going to be games that'll have interest. Look, I think our view is, you know, a little bit of uncertainty. You know, you don't know with any of the rookie quarterbacks, and we don't tend to jump on the rookie quarterback bandwagon aggressively in any year. Very famously, we said, you know, Andrew Luck came out and was going to be the starter, and he had no prime time in his first year as scheduled. So, you know, I think what we look at is teams, you know, Washington last year for sure, you know, with the flexible scheduling that we have late in the year, right? We've had it on Sunday nights. We have it on Monday now. We flexed a Thursday game. We have a Saturday TBD pool. There are opportunities for a team like Cleveland or Tennessee that if they do, you know, put it together, and maybe those rookie quarterbacks are having really good seasons unexpectedly, there are opportunities to get into bigger and primetime windows down at the end of the year.
Ani Bose, just with us for a minute or two. We can't tell you how much we appreciate this. This is awesome. We get access to someone who's literally creating the NFL schedule the day after it gets released, and this is amazing for us. Last one for me, and I understand they play in a tough division, so it's going to be tough for them anyway, but the New York Giants, one of the worst teams in the league by record last year, now as far as strength of schedule, have the toughest schedule ahead. Ani, I feel like that's not exactly how things generally work. Usually the worse you are, kind of the lighter the load happens to be. Yep. Is this just bad luck here for the Giants, or what happened?
Yeah, I think that's probably it, right? You know, right, the schedule is determined, right? It's the rotation of your division and, you know, who everybody in your division is playing in, you know, another division in your conference, a division in the others. And then in theory, you know, the Giants should be playing, you know, three fourth place teams by standings. And I have, you know, to look at it carefully, but, you know, we've said it all along. They have such a tough schedule. And on the one hand, they have great opponents and they do come into our prime time and some windows because, you know, one, early on in the year, you know, you kind of, everybody's got hope and, you know, you want everybody to be successful. But yes, it's probably kind of an unexpected thing, but it really is a quirk of the rotation and that system. And, you know, look, we're always optimistic at the draft and today, and you're going to go in, you know, thinking that everybody's got a chance to have a solid season.
Ani, so Maggie and I, we can probably change our schedules. Do you need someone to carry your bags in Dublin or Madrid? I got to tell you, I would love to go to Dublin and Madrid. Those are going to be, what do you think is going to be the biggest international party, if you had to guess, this year for the NFL?
You know, I was over in Dublin a month or two ago as we were scouting the stadium. It's so cool. It's Croke Park is right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's like if you turn the corner on the Upper West Side and suddenly there's a 100,000 seat stadium just sitting there. And even in my cab ride over, you know, the driver was like, oh, yeah, you know, we've had college football here. And And it's going to be exciting to have the NFL. So there's already a vibe there. And, you know, obviously the Steelers and the connection with Mr. Rooney as the ambassador, and they've fully embraced it. So I think, you know, every one of our international games is a great scene. You know, you mentioned Madrid. I think that stadium is incredible in the history there. And we're going to Berlin, which is new also. But I imagine, you know, just the anticipation, if you're a Steelers fan, if you're a Vikings fan, or if you're just a fan and want to go spend the weekend in Dublin, I've got to guess that the scene there, I bet that, the tickets there are going to be, I should know when we put them on sale, but, you know, I'm sure they're gone and I'm sure that the vibe there is going to be spectacular.
Ani, thank you again. We know this is the busy time of year and this is fun. You know, people say, oh, the schedule, you already know who's playing who, but not when and not where. And it's just fantastic. So congrats on putting together another great one. Thank you for this.
Thank you. I always appreciate being on with you guys. Andrew, you asked me at the top just about the team. I do want to just shout out, the team is bigger than ever before. And, you know, Mike North, Hans Schroeder get a lot of attention for the incredible work and leadership. But I also just want to mention Howard Katz, who is really kind of the legendary guy who brought me over to the NFL and has the guy who revolutionized how we do the schedule. This is his last schedule with us, an incredible Hall of Fame career, and just really have to acknowledge that what's in his brain is what we try to teach the computer to do. And, you know, whoever will do this schedule for the next 20, 30 years, his imprint and DNA will always be in how we think about it. So just appreciate the opportunity just to recognize him as well.
I thought you were going to shout out the Philadelphia Eagles being world champions because they had to expand the team because there were too many Eagles fans in the room. Because Ani, I know you are unbiased. You work for the league, but can we do the chant? Are you allowed to do E-A-G-L-E-S?
I'll nod my head while you do it. How's that? Kids are in the other room. I'll have them come here and join you.
Yes. Full disclosure, Ani and I went to high school together, and we were pretty happy in New Orleans last year. Well, no, I won't say that for you, Ani. I don't want to get you in trouble.
I'm happy for my kids and happy for my friends who are the Eagles fans. It was a fantastic scene for, you know, any Super Bowl is incredible, and New Orleans was an awesome host.
Just give me an E and an A. That's all I ask for.
Listen, as I think Scott Van Pelt once said, everyone's from somewhere, right? So it's okay. We'll forgive it. And honestly, it's not like having all these Eagles fans in the room help the Eagles. Their schedule is crazy. Very, very hard. Ani, thank you. Thanks,
bud.
Thank you, guys. Always enjoy it.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we said the Eagles are the only 2 days of the week they're not playing on are Tuesday and Wednesday. You play every other day because of that Black Friday game against the Bears.
They played Friday in São Paulo, Brazil last year and won the Super Bowl.
That was week one.
I have no fear.
São Paulo.
Sorry. Yeah, I knew I messed that up as I was saying it. No,
I don't even know if that's how you say it.
Eagles feel invincible right now. I don't know what it is. I saw that schedule and I'm like, no big deal. It's going to be a new night for Saquon to run for 180 yards.
I've already taken the Cowboys and the points in that week one game, but I didn't want to say that in front of Ani because I like him so much. 888-710-4ISN. I placed the bet in front of you.
Have you seen any of the numbers on how the road team does on opening night?
Oh, yeah, it's probably awful. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, that was cool. Lots to do, though, and if you want to weigh in on the schedule on your team, give us a call. Let us know. Drop us a line in the chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We're on a new channel on SiriusXM, so if you're in the car, want to listen to us on satellite, 375 is where you can find us. And of course, on the absolutely free Odyssey app, we say good morning to our affiliates who we love. Coming up next, Deion Sanders, like you've never seen him before. MVP.
Go Birds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You're just trying to get to me.
Me?
Yeah. You already bet the Cowboys in week one? What are you doing here?
I did it in front of you.
What are you doing here?
Not the money line. I took the points.
Like, I'm openly.
Seven.
I'm here in this building openly rooting against the Knicks because I don't want to see Manny and EJ be happy. That doesn't mean you have to take it out on my Philadelphia Eagles, Maggie.
You just won the Super Bowl. I just think there's a lot of hoopla.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype around the Eagles. They're almost even above the hype. And it feels like Howie Roseman is the genius of the NFL. Their team looks totally stacked for next year. Could things go wrong? Absolutely. Do I care? No. We're the champions.
Also, I kind of feel like for the Cowboys, maybe they'll more ease into this thing and, you know, maybe it's going to be like a slower burn as opposed to like coming out of the gates firing. But I almost kind of trust that they'll be better early in the season, maybe if Dak is actually healthy. And I don't know what's going to happen in the back half of the season when they start playing the Chiefs and stuff like that on Thanksgiving.
Well, I think actually in a good way, the bar is lowered on the Cowboys. That's true. Think that three straight 12-5 seasons, the expectations were big. They have a new coach. I think people will be happy if they were 500. Maybe I'm underselling them, but I think Ani kind of put it the right way. They don't have to be a Super Bowl team to be the biggest draw. They just have to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're competitive. I hope I'm not wrong about this, and they blow out the Eagles. I don't see them being 13-4 and getting to the NFC title game. And that's fine.
Get your damn act together.
George is in San Diego, wants to weigh in on his San Francisco 49ers. Hi, George. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Niners have the number one easiest schedule ranked opponent this year. Sports Illustrated has them getting 8 wins.
Yep.
I think CMC is going to get 2,000 total yards. Ricky Pearsall is going to break out with that new number one jersey with 80 catches. And we'll double that. We'll get about 12, I think. Go Niners.
Super easy schedule.
I mean, still a decent amount of primetime games. George, thanks for the call. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you had another point. Yeah, super easy schedule for them as far as, you know, if you're expecting that the Cardinals are not really going to be a thing and who knows about Seattle.
Cardinals,
you got the Rams.
Cardinals will probably be right around 500. Seattle will be right around 500. That's how the NFC West has been. But they're out of, you know, strength and schedule-wise, they're in the bottom five. As far as easiest,
right.
I'm starting to feel the Niners, and I know this has burned me in the past, but remember last time they had that injury plague season after they got to the Super Bowl, and then they came back and I think they were 10-7 the next season and went on a deep playoff run. They have the bones of a good team. I trust in Saleh. Robert Saleh is a defensive coordinator, not a head coach.
Yep.
He's the highest paid defensive coordinator. coordinator in the league now in San Francisco, and they have Kyle Shanahan. And I like this guy they drafted, Mikel Williams out of Georgia. He's getting rave reviews from the draft people as far as fit. I think I'm going to be into them this year, Meg.
So can I tell you another thing that's going to help the Niners? So looking at their primetime games, the first one is at the Rams on a Thursday night. I think that's going to be a good game. But the other primetime games that they get, I think they're going to look really good against the Falcons at home, the Panthers at home, at the Colts, the Bears. So I think it's going to help the Niners that when they do have these standalone primetime games, they're probably going to be favored by a lot and win, I would assume win by a lot, is going to make people, like when you have that national audience, it's different than when you're just in the mix with a bunch of other teams. So
are they doing playoff seating based on public perception now? Because who cares? What's the difference?
I'm just saying I think that you're going to get a lot of people like you who are going to get back into the Niners really fast because in these standalone primetime games, they're probably going to wallop some of these teams.
Well, that's not like me. I'm into them right now, and it's May.
Well, I'm just
saying. I don't need to see them beat up on Atlanta. And by the way, who knows? Atlanta could be good.
Other thing, late bye for the 49ers, week 14.
Well, he said,
like everyone in the world hopes that you get a late bye.
So the caller said SI had them at 8 wins, and he has them at 12. I am betting over on that win total. I think they're closer to 12 than 8. I think they make the playoffs again this year. And listen, that's no guaranteed because they lost Debo Samuel. They lost a lot of guys. They lost Hufanga, Debo Samuel. I mean, they have to retool and get younger. So I don't think the expectations are that high. I think that they could be a surprise.
One thing that helps out also for the 49ers, over the last 8 weeks of the season, they do not play a single team who made the playoffs last year. Bogush is here with headlines.
So I hate Manny.
I do hate Manny.
I hate you too.
The Celtics, they did lose Jason Tatum, but maybe more importantly, they have now unleashed Luke Kornet.
Lob. Foul catches. Luke Kornet with two hands behind his back slams it over his head, putting an exclamation point on what will forever be remembered as the Luke Kornet game at TD Garden.
The first ever reverse alley-oop, Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell on Celtics radio. The Luke Kornet game was 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 blocks in this 127-102 route to force game 6 at MSG tomorrow night. This is as excited as Joe Mazzulla can be.
Yeah, he was great.
But he did have a little bit more on Kornet.
Did a great job protecting the rim, did a great job defending without fouling, did a great job on both ends of the floor. So I just thought his presence was good, especially on the rebounding. He had, you know, 9 rebounds, 2 offensive ones. He made some big-time plays for us.
Derek White chipped in with 34, 26 points from Jaylen Brown. And again, I will get ahead of myself. Game 7, Monday night in Boston.
Now,
not only did the Knicks lose, their fans then watched Julius Randle put 29 points on the Warriors in a 121-110 series ender. Anthony Edwards impressed by his running mate.
The way he controlled the tempo, the way he pushed the pace, the way he brings us along with him when he pushes the pace, and just even his defense. His defense has gone to another level.
Edwards, 22 points and 12 assists as the T-Wolves made their second straight Western Conference final. They could have 5 days off before game one. Depending on how long Thunder Nuggets goes, OKC can advance in game 6 tonight.
Can I just say that Julius Randle has a whole nother thing coming at him in the next round. He was getting covered by most night by Pods, who's 6'2". I mean, it's crazy. If people think Julius Randle is doing this again, I will guarantee you, I'll do any kind of show bet that his numbers go way down in the next round.
Screw this kid.
I'm sorry. I watched Julius Randle for too long in New York. This is not the real Julius Randle. That was a function of the Lakers and the Warriors having no defense inside.
Why are you looking at me like that, Bogey?
Just waiting for a response.
Listen, whatever.
He was also a Laker, a Pelican.
That's right.
Any other team?
That's it. He's the 4 teams. But this is who Julius Randle can be. That's the thing. But
he had
with
6'3" guys covering him the whole series.
Yeah, okay, so he took advantage of that. The same thing that should have been done in Boston last night whenever Derek White was matched up on Karl Anthony Towns. Take advantage of the matchup. That's the matchup that they give you. Take advantage of it. He took advantage of it. But this is who Julius Randle can be. It's just the inconsistency part about Julius Randle. Will he do it next week in the Western Conference Finals? We'll find out. But it's just the inconsistency with Julius Randle. But this is what he can do.
Imagine if he does it in the NBA Finals at the Garden.
I wonder what type of reception he would get.
Does he get a, what do they call it? A hype video? No.
Not in the finals.
He got a hype video in the preseason, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
What do they call those? Not a hype video.
Welcome back video.
Welcome back.
Come on, girl.
His kids are the best.
Yeah.
How would you decide who wins that trade? With Towns?
By the finals.
If they go to the finals?
Yeah.
Whoever wins the finals.
I got to be honest. I thought the Knicks killed them in that trade. And the last 2 weeks, I'm like, whoa, Minnesota knew what they were doing. Has anyone else been like that? Like,
yeah, and especially last night when I saw Karl Anthony Towns score, what, 10 points and grab 4 rebounds? 7 feet tall, and he's getting bodied up by Derek White. Pathetic.
The Edmonton Oilers are back in the NHL's West finale after surviving Game 5 in Vegas. In OT, 1-0. Kasperi Kapanen, the winner, while Stuart Skinner made 24 saves. The Panthers took a 3-2 lead on the Leafs with a 6-1 destruction in Toronto. And it happened again. The Flyers hired Rick Tocchet as head coach yesterday, a few weeks after he gave up the Canucks job. But those Canucks did go outside that tiny circle of head coaches, promoting assistant Adam Foote to replace Tocchet. Foote has only been a head coach for one season in minor hockey. So there are now 34 qualified men to coach NHL teams.
34. Yeah, I mean, it feels like there's five guys who just rotate.
It's the best take you've ever had. Yeah, it really is. It's so true.
It might even expand to front offices now because Lou Lamoriello was actually seen at the Buffalo airport, so he might be going to the Sabres to go run that franchise.
And the Kings are hiring Ken Holland, who was the Oilers GM after being the Red Wings GM.
Yeah, Lamoriello just left the Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually, don't ask me how. Me and Bogus spend most of the afternoon breaking down the history of the Flyers coaches. They've had Tortorella, Hitchcock, Laviolette, now Tocchet, and Berube. I mean, that's guys who coach on 9 different teams.
And if Tocchet doesn't work, Laviolette's available now.
Yeah, you just need two Rangers coaches.
I know, bring them back.
Yeah, Lavi just got fired by the Rangers.
What? I don't understand what's going on here. Are these people being cloned? How is this all happening? How are they coaching multiple teams?
No, it's just math. Like you've said, there's 32 teams, and there's roughly 31 men that are allowed to coach them.
It's just
so they
funny,
just cycle through.
We all just picked the wrong career path. We should have went into hockey coaching, and maybe we could have had one of these job for life situations where Andy get to see all parts of the United States and Canada.
Travel the world.
You can live other places. is great.
Get your boy on some skates now, Maggie. Right now is a perfect time.
Well, I took him to an arcade yesterday for the first time. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, Dave and Buster's?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFL, you get fired after a new coach, and you never hear from him again, right? I mean, it's very
Joe
rare.
Judge.
13. How many guys have coached 3 different teams? Maybe a handful. Now it's
they wouldn't even give Belichick a 3rd team.
Yes. Thank you.
Baseball last night. Xander Bogaerts, a 3-run homer, bottom one to start the Padres towards a 5-1 win over the Angels. The Astros scored 2 in the 8th for a 4-3 win over the Royals. And the Rockies lost in Texas, a 3. Colorado takes a 3-game sweep after firing manager Bud Black. Shockingly, he wasn't the problem. They are now 7-36 for the season. And
is that bad?
It's not good.
7-30? Okay.
And the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow is underway, about an hour or so old. And Ryan Fox has the lead. He is 3-under through 5 holes this morning.
That guy's a fox.
Foxy.
The biggest group of the morning, Scheffler, McIlroy, and Schauffele, went off at 8:22 Eastern.
Oh, Xander Schauffele.
The big thing coming out of Quail Hollow is just how relaxed Rory looks, apparently. Yeah. This has been...
Yeah, because he busted his slump, right?
Right. So slump buster, the year of the drought breaker. This is what I've dubbed 2025. Watch Rory just start launching tee shots into the pavilion or something. Yeah, just not a care in the world. And here comes, I would not be in the gallery on a Rory tee shot right now because that's going right into someone's lip.
No, presumably he'd be better because he's so relaxed. You want to be relaxed. He'll probably go on a run now, I think.
Kind of like the Celtics last night.
They were very relaxed last night. Cornette, very, very comfortable.
All the pressure. All the pressure off their shoulders.
Just give me Sunday where Scheffler's going to be, what, 2 shots behind guaranteed. He's so automatic now.
When are you going to put money on Scheffler then?
I don't put these the highest odds. I'm not going to do that. I was just looking at those odds, and I'm a little late to the party here.
Just put your classic $20 on Victor Hovland, which you do all the time. Or is it Auberg that you love?
Victor Auberg, yeah. He's pretty, not Victor, Ludwig Auberg.
Yeah.
No, he was good. I have limited knowledge of the elite golfers from the Netflix show Top Swing.
Full Swing.
Yes. Top Golf. I should have gone. Who's the guy? I'm already forgetting his name. Who just lost to Rory? Justin Rose. Coolest guy in the world. You got to root for him. Like a family man. He's basically Andrew Perloff, the pro golfer. He's got two kids at home. He's like, honey, I got to practice.
She's
like, no, you got to drive them to volleyball practice. That's his life. So anyway, but yeah, it is a Rory. It's Rory's show. You're absolutely right.
I mean, he's looking relaxed. So we'll see. Bogues, thanks so much. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Talk about the Golden State Warriors and whether it's disappointing they couldn't get one game without Steph Curry? Jimmy? No? Anyone? Also, we have Deion Sanders making news. What did he do? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. I was wondering, do we have to change the Daily Deion to the Daily Shador? Because Shador is getting more of the hype. I've seen a lot of practices in shorts. But I guess it's kind of all the same thing.
Yeah, maybe it's like in the sauce, but we had to update you on what's going on with Deion Sanders. He is getting a documentary, prime time, set for 2026 on Netflix. And it was funny because I saw, oh, Deion's getting a documentary. This is cool. We're actually going to see, to me, one of the most interesting things about Deion would have been the draft process, like the last month. I want to know what was going on behind the scenes that caused Shador to fall. You know, we had all these dribs and drab reports about Shador blowing it in meetings and, you know, how did he come across and all that stuff could have led to him being all the way down to a fifth round pick, bro. Like, oh, this is awesome. We're going to get some footage of like what was going on. And Deion was acting as Shador's agent. So like, how did they mess this up?
I have no idea how you can get your interest level up for this. Well, there's already a 365-part documentary on Deion. It's called Every Day, Everybody Over. What is there going to be left to cover? I mean, you saw that the whole draft process was on camera, every single second of it.
I know.
There's nothing left.
I wanted more, but apparently
picking the carcass of the Deion story.
We're not even getting that. So this is going to be three 60-minute episodes that are going to cover his transition from a two-sport athlete to a coach. It will also discuss serious things like a suicide attempt, a relationship with his biological father, and the recent health scares that resulted in two toes being amputated. Deion said, "It means so much to finally be able to tell my unfiltered truth, my story."
Is he being serious there? Because all he does is tell a story all day, every day. This is Netflix, by the way. You can't run this, Netflix. I mean, this is ridiculous. Because there is so much coverage of Deion. There's a three-part documentary on a guy who's got... This is, come on. I mean, this is way overcovered. Give us a documentary on somebody that we don't know every single thing about.
Well, this is my thing is, it's not that I'm, you know, trying to just dismiss Deion's story. It's a great story. I just really wanted a little bit more of what went wrong for Shador in the draft process.
Go on X. You can actually literally see Deion watching every pick go by.
No, but I want, like, how did they, what did Shador say when he walked out of that, what we were, was reported as a disaster meeting with the Giants? What was it like in that moment? What did he say? Did he say, I blew it? Did he say, they don't like me? What did Deion say to him?
I don't know. I mean,
and then I said, and then he said, and then I said, like, I want that.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours of Shador talking from the month of January to May. I'm not kidding. Like, there's so much footage of this man. You know, of course they got the prank call on Shador because he films and puts out every single moment of his life.
Well, everyone was filming that, it turns out, and it was stupid. But here's another part about Deion, and, you know, he's still coaching. You know, Belichick's taken up a lot of oxygen this offseason as far as coaches are concerned in college, but what is Deion without Travis Hunter and without Shador? What is this going to look like?
And let's not forget Shallow.
Well done. JT is in Atlanta. JT, beyond Deion, what's got you going this morning?
So a couple of things. First off, Manny. I wonder what he's wearing today, but he broke the cardinal rule. Like, you can't, as a fan, count the chickens before they hatch. And he was definitely doing that the other day, you know, and I think it's, you know, you got to be nervous now, like after watching last night's game, understanding that Boston's got some other good players, like three Olympians on their team, or actually two now, because they didn't take Jalen. But, you know, they got some squads still left over, and obviously the Knicks know that now. So I wonder how he's concerned. Listening to Perloff talk about Steph not coming back. It's hilarious because I remember maybe a week or two ago, he was the one like run around and shoot from the corner. Like, you know, he was advocating for him to play with his, you know, what was it? Just the hamstring issue. And
yes, Perloff who calls Steph Curry not a good athlete. Was like, just stand out there.
I saw the workout. JT, then I saw the workout on video and I was like, oh my God, he is not even close. Like, he literally couldn't run up and down.
And then Pearl, too, I think I'm a little bit, you know, I agree. As an Eagle fan, I disagree a little bit about the schedule. I look at it, and I think I have some trepidation. I have some concern, especially early on. It seems like they stacked it, like they were rooting against us.
Well, you should have a harder schedule. They do generally make it harder on the defending champs, although not always with the Chiefs lately. And obviously, I guess the Patriots got to play against the AFC East all those years. But yeah, at Cowboys, then at Chiefs, then home Rams, at Bucks, home Broncos, at Giants, Vikings.
Why would Cowboys in Philly scare you? I mean, I don't think there's going to be an easier matchup on paper all year long. And then you have the Chiefs. Did you see what the Eagles did to the Chiefs last year?
No, I understand. And I think, though, we're in, you know, Arrowhead's a tough place to play. And they're going to be wanting payback, right? And I think, again, these teams on paper, maybe not so much. But, again, I think they're motivation, right? The Chiefs have motivation. The Rams have motivation. The Cowboys always have motivation, right? They're going to be out to try to prove something. Tampa was a playoff team last year. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I think until we get to the Giants, those are all – I'm not saying cake. I mean, none of those are cakewalks, obviously.
No,
so we're going to know where we stand as a team after those first five games. If we have a 4-1 or 5-0 record, Even 3-2, I'll take, to be honest with you. I'll be happy with that. So I know we're going to come out the gate and have to be ready. And there's not going to be any resting on our laurels. We're going to have to be ready to do. And then, again, we have a new offensive coordinator. We have no idea what this new offense is going to look like.
Hey, I have a much bigger – thank you, JT. Thanks, I have a JT. Much, much bigger schedule issue. It's really – we bury the lead.
What's that?
December 28th, frigid Buffalo.
You and
Maggie me. Maggie and Perloff showdown. Eagles at Bills. Playoff seeding hopefully on the line for both of our teams. Now, actually, I'm not really that worried because the Bills are, you know, famous for getting up for games that are not the AFC title game. Uh-oh. So they'll probably win. But
didn't the last time they played it went to overtime?
I don't remember, actually.
Is that a live show from New Era Field or whatever it's called?
It's December 28th.
You want to go to Buffalo in December?
Yeah.
I went to college there. I
took this job. I had a vacation in December in Buffalo. Yeah, I'll go to Buffalo in December.
Boom. Who calls that a vacation?
Yeah, boy.
Go to
cheap that time of year.
I mean, it could be a romantic vacation where you go to see Niagara Falls, well, but what were you doing?
I went to go watch the Utah Hockey Club against the Buffalo Sabres, and I enjoyed myself.
Oh, man. There's not enough Molson X in the world that would get me there.
We saw about a period and a half, and then we left.
888-710-4ISN. Man, I'll give you a second. JT said you should be nervous now that the Knicks blew Game 5 and have to go Game 6 at the Garden.
I'm not necessarily nervous. I'm not panicking. Gelb saw one of my tweets last night and mistook anger for panic. That's what I'm at. That's where I am at right now. I'm seething at the fact that they lost the way that they did. Biggest game in 25 years for them. Opportunity to go to the conference finals, and they just defecated all over themselves. But I'm not necessarily worried. hit me up after
pretty bleak.
Hit me up after Friday game six. If the Knicks lose that one, then I'll be in full panic mode.
But we will. We will revel in that.
Luke Kornet just messing with your nightmares.
Please, no.
Coming up, the Vanderbilt. Man who wrote the book on Bill Belichick, Aaron Rodgers, and more. Ian O'Connor joins us next. 7P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.